There are some new backward parking spaces in Charlotte's Plaza Midwood neighborhood. The city's put in reverse angle parking along three blocks of Commonwealth Avenue. Spaces that are angled against the direction of traffic, designed to be backed into. It's part of a $4 million project to make the area more pedestrian and bike friendly. The reverse spaces also serve to narrow the street and slow down traffic. But the concept of backing into these spaces goes against what we're used to. And the result is a lot of confusion. I'm standing on the corner of Commonwealth and Thomas Avenues here in Plaza Midwood and just kind of surveying the traffic that's going by. It's a few minutes before lunchtime, about a quarter to 12, and it looks to be about half and half the number of cars that have followed the instructions and the number that haven't. From the opposite side of the street, it's tempting to pull forward into the spaces, across oncoming traffic. In fact, there's one set of spaces where every person I saw pulled in that way. Emily Walters was one of them. She says her way is just easier.
Because that would be a pain to back in. I'd have to go all the way up past the parking lot and then back in, you know.
Parked beside her and also facing the wrong way is John Fulcher. He says he just didn't pay attention to the signs that are flanking the spaces that say reverse angle only.
I didn't even see it. I didn't know it was reverse angle. We're not conditioned to back into parking spaces, which is no excuse for us not reading the sign, but we didn't read the sign.
These two are not alone. It's something Blake Barnes sees every day. He owns the Common Market, which is right in the middle of the new parking. And he's seen a lot of confused drivers.
You're pulling in across two lanes of traffic, then trying to back out at an angle that's meant to go the other direction. Yeah, you ask anybody over here, it's really, really, really confusing.
Barnes says some drivers don't appreciate it when he parks the right way.
I was backing into my space, and I got flipped off and a horn blown at me from the person going down the street, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing what they told me to do.
So last week, Charlotte's transportation department put on a demonstration of reverse angle parking.
Good morning. Thank you for coming to Commonwealth Avenue. We have an exciting event today. We're going to learn about a new infrastructure, a new way to park.
The event was billed as a wrap. Get it? Reverse angle parking?
Take that extra time. It ain't bad advice. Reverse angle park.
The city commissioned a rap song to roll out the new parking to the tune of $250. This is Jason Lane performing his composition at the press conference.
Reverse angle parking. For if you're visual, way better. You can save a life. Save your life.
The message? Reverse parking is, as the song says, easy as 1, 2, 3, with benefits to boot, says Jim Keenan, an engineer with the city.
When you are backed into one of these spaces and you go to pull out, you've got a real clear sight line down the street to see if there's anyone coming. And then, in addition, when your vehicle is backed into one of these spaces, you have safer loading and unloading.
It's not that everyone is parking the wrong way. Alice Rogers dutifully backed into a space. There was just one problem.
I was like, oh, good, I'll actually do the proper back-in today, and I properly backed into a handicap spot. Because I didn't notice that. Dang.
Blake Barnes thinks the city's demonstration is all well and good, but he's not sure that increased awareness of reverse angle parking can help people overcome how awkward it feels.
And it'd be great if a lot of people saw it, but so many people, they're just not grasping the concept.
Drivers get a few more weeks to retrain themselves to back into these new spaces. The city says on April 1st, it'll start handing out $25 fines for vehicles pulled in the wrong way.